In all fairness, when I did his podcast, they made me take my shirt and jacket off.
Right. You guys match.
I know.
Ew.
We always do a green thing because we couldn't do it last time.
That's right. He showed up and I...
Pure filth. Irish. Look at us, the three of us, huh?
We look like two guys that tried to get in the army and they went... You're too scared.
You're the draft dodgers. Even, like, well, we wear the green in support.
Even trying to do a Stripes reboot, they were like, no, we don't believe it. You can't play the guy that's not believable in the army either.
But the irony is we are both baby killers.
Yeah.
Like we have in our day.
I don't even know if that's ironic.
No.
Mm-mm.
It's just who we are.
I'm for sure a baby killer.
Well played.
How many have you killed?
A few.
Yeah.
Some unintentionally.
Those are the worst ones.
The You're runners. Like, oh, they call them the runners.
That was an accident. We're good. We're good?
Yeah.
And we're back.
Yeah, we missed that?
No, we got it.
Perfect.
And we're back to the unfunny portion of the show. Let's bring it down.
Yeah, let's take it down.
Talk about our colors. Let's talk about this color scheme. I'm kidding. We already did it.
If an olive could be gay, that's the color of our shirt.
You two are pickled olives. I like it.
If an olive could be gay. Is it a fruit?
Olives?
Yeah.
That's a good question.
I don't know. Welcome to the Comedy Store podcast where we talk about fruit.
If Huck were here.
Oh, he knows?
He would know. What, you want to know what olive is?
Oh, okay.
It's go fuck yourself.
Olive, huh? You know Huck? Oh, no, you never met Huck.
Who's Huck?
Anyway, this is the Comedy Store podcast, and we make fun of a lot of Comedy Store employees
and
hanger-oners and all kinds of people that no one knows.
Right.
And Huck was here for a long time. He was a bartender.
Okay.
And he went back to Thailand.
He runs the Thai Mafia.
He had to bury a few bodies.
His niece was here, and I made a joke to her about it. I go, well, you know, it's cool that Huck runs the mafia there, and here he bartends. And she's like, I don't really like talking about that stuff.
Like, yeah,
that awkward moment where you're like, oh, I was trying to be a dick.
There's been some sit-downs about what to talk about with Uncle... What's
Huck.
His name?
Huck.
Uncle Huck.
Yeah.
What the fucking... He used to... Yeah, he ran the bar, but he was very funny, very loud.
I mean, he ran the bar like he was Fidel Castro.
Right,
There was flair.
You could get hurt.
He briefly had a gambling night going on in the vacant main room.
Oh, I like that.
Yes, that was a great night. Thai Dragons.
Times. You'd show up and be like, what's going on? They're like, yeah, well, they're just starting. I'm like, it's 1:15. Well, yeah, that's the time the casino opens. You walk in, you felt like it was like a 90s Batman movie or something. Yeah. You're like, some bad shit's going down here.
Those were the good old days.
Yeah.
When the comics didn't have any...
There was no customers for the bartender to pour drinks for, so...
Right.
I wasn't here during the good old days, and I showed up for the good old days.
And you probably
hated it. And I took a lap, and I went, these are not good days.
You're like, you're not going to have a career.
Yeah.
And then me and Rick are still here.
Yeah.
The
Wayne's brothers all moved on.
Oh, yeah, everybody moved on.
Tony Hinchcliffe moved on.
Tony Hinchcliffe, the king of Austin?
Yeah.
Yes, I just hung out with him.
You did?
I just did the Kill Tony podcast.
Did you go to his house?
I did not.
I heard he has a nice house.
I heard, too. He tells you about it the whole time.
Really?
No, I'm kidding.
Yeah.
Everybody's like, you got to see his house. You got to see. And I just haven't gone.
But what about Holtzman? That's the talk of the town.
He's doing great.
Everybody's talking about.
He's crushing down there.
I was out there in November, and I sat in the back, and I watched like a good four of his sets.
And he's doing like an hour and a half.
He's killing. It's great to see.
Is it insane?
It's, of course, but.
Yeah, Matthew Perry had just died the week I was there, and he had most of his set was about it.
Yeah, he's still doing that.
Oh, is he?
Which was enjoyable.
So it was fresh then, but now it's probably meaner, which I'm excited about.
It's so good, though. It's just, you know, Holtzman.
Well, I always missed him because I got kids, and.
Oh, it's late.
You know,
I don't
I'd never hang out. I'd do my set and I go home, and so I would always see him around. I was like, who's this like gentle, polite, sweet guy? And then I see him in Austin. I'm like, what the fuck?
Dude, who let their grandfather
what's
out?
What's great about Holtzman is I went from the other way. So I just was watching him be that for an hour for like nine people for 10 years.
Yeah. Screaming.
And so I'm just like, dude, this guy is out of his fucking mind, but always polite.
Yeah.
And then I had a kid, and he was like, why didn't you tell me you were having a kid? And I was like, well, why would I tell you that? And he was like, it's polite to tell your friends. And I go, oh, sorry, man, I didn't know.
I didn't
and the next night he showed up, and he had a card And he gave me like $200 cash and wrote use these for diapers or something, just like normal and nice. Brian Hoffman. And I'm just like, man, this dude is normal?
Absolutely normal.
It's like the most normal.
That's great. That
I had with any comedian when I had my kid. Everyone else was like, you had a kid?
Like, Brian, they stopped talking to you. What are you, an idiot?
And then my second kid was born, and he saw a picture of him, and then he calls me and leaves me a message. I want to buy that baby.
Back to Holtzman.
Yeah. Well, okay. All right. Things
there
are normal.
He is. He's normal.
When I was there, I went with Egot down to this a donut shop that's pretty famous. A few
Voodoo
blocks down.
Or something.
Yeah. I don't know if it's Voodoo. Maybe it's.
Oh
Voodoo.
Wait. There is
I think
another
it is
one.
Voodoo.
Okay.
Yeah, it is, because they had crazy like cereal flavors and.
Yeah. But the Not a Damn Chance Burger people, his wife has a pastry shop as well. And it's a lot. It's not just donuts. So maybe you went to Voodoo.
I could just tell the story.
Okay, go ahead.
Jesus Christ. They're what she does?
They're a sponsor, Greg. So it's important.
I'll just stare at the camera.
It's Ray Romano.
Shit. We got a blast from
the
past. I couldn't be happier to have him.
Wow, the return.
The great Al Madrigal. Hold on a sec. Does he have a mic? How are you?
I'm doing great.
Thank God you're here. We would have to look at Greg the whole time.
I heard the Brian Holtzman stories and I wanted to come in. So I don't want to throw you off.
Big fan?
I got a couple. I love Holtzman.
Yeah, the best.
Omeletto?
Oh.
Have you seen Omeletto?
No.
With him dressed up as an omelet in an omelet costume walking through like a junkyard?
What is that from? I can't remember. Wait.
He had a little Mexican sidekick that guy who played, who was Chewy in
Pretty much.
It was Chewy on like the Chelsea Handler show.
And the guy passed away.
Oh, this neighbor guy.
Yeah.
But he was dressed up, and then he goes, I remember talking to me, he goes, I used to play Bacteria. he was cast as Bacteria. Anyway,
dream game.
Look up if you can find it on YouTube, Omeletto with Brian Holtzman.
I remember sending this clip around.
Yeah.
We found that it was.
He was like dressed in an omelet costume, and he had a baseball bat, and it was just.
He's done other ones too.
So subtle.
Bye, Rick.
This is so professional. Still professional here at the world famous comedy store.
Of course.
We're back.
In 2006, we hired him, and I wish I could find this video because it was for comedy.com, and I got employed as a consultant, and one of the first videos we made was Brian Holtzman trapped in the internet. And he goes, looking around in here, the internet.
What the hell is
and he was
this?
Floating. We put him on a green screen. He goes, smells like a little Indian kid's dick in here. Just right away.
What?
That's great.
And so,
what sense memory?
And he,
that's weird.
Is so fucking funny. Did you ever hear the story about the, I hijacked your story. I want to hear your Holtzman story.
No, I told it. I was just basically tracking that he's gone to Austin and he's got
like
a lot more
person.
Stage time.
Yeah.
He's like exploding. Just not just like, people are noticing him, but just like confidence wise.
Yeah.
Let me sit over here because I have a little something in my throat.
Okay. Being
Indian boy.
A store comic, we would sit in the back of the room. And I remember me and Maz just sitting in the back so late, just couldn't catch our breath. We were laughing so much. He had that line at Freddie Soto's Memorial.
Oh, God. He crushes at Memorial.
Kills at Memorial.
He's only done one bad one, and it was Brody's. But he goes, you win some, you lose some.
Yeah. Because he knew he crushed it. So anyway, Freddie Soto's friend goes up and said, Freddie would love this. Ricky goes up and he goes, Freddie would love if I'm doing this. I need to admit, and this is like a 35-year-old man.
Yeah.
He says, I'm going to tell you all this right now, and Freddie would love this moment. I'm a virgin. And admits to the entire memorial at
and
this open mic in the main room that he's a virgin.
No shit.
So then Holtzman follows him, walks right up to the microphone, and his first thing he goes, I'll fuck that virgin.
He's not a virgin no more.
I'll fuck that virgin. Where is he? Get him over here. After the tsunamis hit Malaysia? Yeah. Do you remember that? After the tsunamis hit Malaysia, like the day of.
Yeah. It's always the day of. Yeah. It doesn't
There's
matter what
no,
it is.
Oh, like the told too soon, not too soon.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, it's just the day of
hours after. No, I was saying Matthew Perry's death, like the day after he had 15 minutes on it.
Absolutely. Yeah.
15 minutes, like the Oklahoma bombings. I remember that. Now I'm going way back. That was the 90s, I believe.
Should I center myself for your
You're
video?
You're doing great. All right. All right. You're doing okay. great.
All right. Thank
so
you.
So comfortable in front of the camera.
You really are.
It's like you're making
TV.
Love to it.
I always think about Al as the guy that, like, no matter how much money he ever makes, you're not going to see it.
What do you mean?
He doesn't act
he's
like
a flaunter.
Oh, no.
Good for
if
you.
If I ever fucking change, I want you to hit me with a golf club.
Yeah.
Seriously. I...
What if you just pulled up in a Lamborghini wearing like a gold lamé suit? I would love that.
All right,
that.
Don't go to the parking lot.
But what'd you drive up here tonight?
Is it a Lamborghini? Amazing.
I might.
A Tesla with the doors dancing.
But it's nothing crazy. It's not like what you've seen in the past here.
What
it's
country is it from?
What country is it?
It's a German-made vehicle.
Okay.
It's my first one.
Is it a Porsche?
It is not a Porsche.
Is it
I'm
an
proud
Audi?
Of you, though.
No, it's a BMW.
Oh.
And it's you know what?
Like souped
it
up
had 4,
or 000, regular?
No, regular. It had 4,000 miles on it when I bought it.
He wasn't going to buy it.
Regular.
No, you're 4, an idiot 000, if you buy a
he's
car
He's got
now.
Kids. He knows what he's doing.
Yeah, right.
Kids are almost gone. I'm almost in Fitzsimmons
Don't say
territory.
It like that.
They're all, oh, yeah.
Empty nester.
Yeah.
Marona.
I know.
I'm excited about it.
My son's been in Central America for 6 months, just fucking traveling around on... He calls them chicken buses because you get on and everybody's got a fucking chicken in their lap.
That's amazing.
And he just goes to the little towns.
And he's
and
fine with that?
Well, he did a Spanish immersion program since
so
he was
he's fluent
in
Spanish.
So he's fluent. His buddy's from Mexican home, so he grew up speaking Spanish.
Okay.
And they're just like crushing it. They're just hiking volcanoes during the day, and then there'll be like a rave at their hostel till 5 a.m.
Oh, Jesus.
He's
doing all the stuff you wish you had done when you were his age.
No, I did do it.
You did do all that.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah. I graduated high school. I worked 2 jobs for 6 months. I saved up $3,000.
Okay.
And I went to Europe for 6 months by myself with a backpack. And I just went
backpacking through Europe, everybody says, is a big deal. No, at that point, I didn't even know what a backpack was. So I was never going to do that. But. I just, I'm very sad.
Yeah.
I didn't even think it was possible. I thought you had to be
I
rich.
Got a spot at 9:30, so just give me, I got like 3 minutes. Just give me a heads up so I don't lose track of
it. I like this. 9:30.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. 9:30.
That's when the nice, sweet, squeaky, clean comics go on.
Really?
I go on at midnight.
Well, you know, that was Mitzi's thing with me. She always gave me the 9:30. Yeah, she said, give him the 9:30.
Yeah, because you have a clean cut. You have a good vibe. 9:30 is perfect.
Back to the memorials real quick, because I'll fuck that virgin. We went to Marilyn Martinez's memorial.
He crushed at that one,
And then the Joey Coco Diaz with that guy.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
That was the best.
Joey's dead?
No.
Marilyn Martinez,
passed
her
away.
Memorial.
Yeah.
I don't even know if you know
Marilyn.
Marilyn Martinez?
Yeah. We went on the road together. We used to do Cheech and Friends.
She was
so
funny.
This was like 2004, 2005.
With Cheech Marin?
Cheech would do a couple songs and then bring all of us up. But it was me and Marilyn. And yeah, we went and toured around
with
Cheech.
Who was the other person?
Oh, my God.
Would it vary?
Joey Medina.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Remember
okay.
him?
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Marilyn Martinez, sometimes Darren Carter, Party Starter.
Sure.
Yeah.
We always
sure.
need a flashlight.
And,
it's great.
Vegas now.
And that, is he?
Maybe.
So, yeah.
Oh, oh, forever? For, like, he moved there?
Didn't he move there?
I don't
I think
know.
Felipe Esparza maybe did a couple of those.
Okay, that makes sense.
We had a great time. It was a good.
That's fun. Tour bus?
No, we flew, up, isolated Indian casinos where they'd have us, and, you know, it was just like, you know, Amazon. I caught, like, everyone says, are you on tour? And I'm like, more like Amazon, some booker hit, buy it now. I showed up.
Yeah.
And that's my tour. Yeah, like, that's
he's on the bus with the chickens. It's that kind of thing. I could see Marilyn on a bus in her moo-moo. She's so funny. Oh, my God.
She was great.
She was, really
she was a
little.
Sex talk worker.
Oh, yeah.
No way.
Big as a house. And a sex talk worker. She had a really sexy voice.
She did have a
did
sexy
she have an
voice.
Accent?
No. But at her memorial,
my dog, baby.
There was a guy. Yeah, I spilled. My pussy's all wet. And then she'd be like,
she'd go,
"Yeah,
no way."
Oh, it was gross. It was gross.
Oh, that's
I'd be
amazing.
Putting drinks down, like, so good. But it was hilarious. And then she's like, "It was my pussy was wet because I spilled Pepsi on my cat." You know, like just so dumb.
Pussy on, it was wet because I spilled Pepsi on my cat.
But there was a guy, this producer-ish guy who didn't pay.
This guy, Jeff. Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm not going to say his name.
I'm the worst.
I remember
I'm,
it.
Fucking, I'm just like, anyway.
Garland?
I
won't
say his name. No, Jeff.
I mean, he's a producer.
He's a producer. Joey Coco Diaz sees him in the crowd. He goes,
and he never paid Marilyn. He always fucked over comics. So that's where it was.
Not a well-liked man.
So what'd Joey do?
Get out of here, you fucking cocksucker.
He fucking hit him.
You fucking cocksucker. You get out of this room. I'm going to throw you out in the fucking street, you piece of shit. You got a lot of nerve.
From the fucking podium in the memorial to his face. And
really?
Honestly, that's how I like it. Like, right, if you have a beef with somebody or like,
do it. Get it out. Right. Get it out. Right. But he was doing it for Marilyn. He was speaking for Marilyn. Like, he was afraid to say anything to this guy who held the carrot over
and
his head.
I was just fucking. Joey Diaz is my fucking hero. Everybody like clapped. And
even
the guy,
I was clapping.
The guy
and
got
I'm like,
up and scurried away. And like I fucking just loved it. And ever since then, I was like, fuck yes. Like, I just to do it then because he did do it for her.
Yeah.
And this guy was a piece of shit.
Mm-hmm.
And just calling him out.
Did the guy
then,
leave?
Yeah. He scurried out. It was like, you know, he just had to run out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right, you know who else kills?
My guy.
Bye, Al. Good to see you. Who else crushes?
At memorials is Neilan. Neilan's the king.
Oh, wow.
He did Shanling's.
I saw Shanling's.
Didn't he say thanks for coming to whose wife?
Oh, fuck.
Thanks for coming?
Somebody's, I know what he's saying. I'm going to fuck it up. Bob Saget. At Bob Saget's memorial, somebody came that wasn't friendly or something, and he pointed it out.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Neilan.
Wow. Yeah. Thanks for coming. Or something like that. But
he did Shanling's. He did
Shanling's
Norm's.
Was
amazing. And no, he closed out Norm's. And then he did Bernie Brillstein's. He closed out Bernie Brillstein's recently.
Can you imagine that?
Yeah. I mean, those
recently?
Are industry. Yeah. Well,
wait a minute.
Brillstein died about a year ago.
I thought he died a long time ago. Am I crazy?
Oh, yeah. No, it was...
Bernie, look that up.
Oh, not Bernie Brillstein.
No.
Seinfeld's manager.
Shapiro.
Yeah, George Shapiro.
George Shapiro.
Yeah, he did George Shapiro.
Yeah, because Bernie was a long time ago.
Yeah.
He was like Mitzi's best friend, so I'm like, I remember that one.
Yeah.
But Kevin probably was there, but he has the... His book is incredible with Belushi and all the characters.
Oh, I read that. It was the best.
Excellent.
Yeah. He's talking about how he started out in the mailroom at William Morris in New York. And, you know, back when it was like.
What a great book.
Oh, yeah. I forget what
it was. Or what a great climb. Which book? What?
Bernie's book. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah. But what a great climb and what he created.
Yeah. And he started out booking people like actors on Broadway, like theater actors. And then it was like vaudeville.
There's a story in there that I always think of. He told everybody, you got to see this comic. You got to see this comic. And he got all these people to go see this comic. And the comic had this big watch. And the watch was flashy. And the guy's doing his joke. And he's crushing. And all people could focus on was the watch.
Yeah.
And they were just like, what is that watch? Like, so they're not listening. And then he's like, you don't think he's funny? And they're like, what was that fucking watch about? And Bernie's like putting his like name on the line, if you will. And they just all shit on this watch. And that person never worked.
That's hilarious.
I was like, don't wear flashy stuff if you showcase. Like in my head, I was like.
Guess his 15 minutes was up, huh?
Completely. I forget the person's name, but I think.
But
he
you
did
know, those old Borscht Belt comics always wore a big, you know, they always had pinky rings. You know why?
No. Fights?
No, because.
Getting money?
They would go on the road, and it was all trains. They'd take the fucking train to the Playboy Club in Cleveland from New York. They were all New York comics.
Yeah.
And they would work the Catskills, and then which was all the Jews from New York would go up to the Catskills.
So hot, yeah.
And then they would go play, like, the Cleveland Playboy Club, and they'd buy a train ticket with cash, and they'd get there, and then if they got stiffed, there was no credit cards.
Right.
So you would hock the pinky ring.
Oh, my God.
And get enough money to get back to New York again.
I didn't even think of that. I'm thinking use the pinky ring as like a brass knuckle.
Well, that's
like
how you would do it.
Well, I'm an animal.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd beat them until the money fell out of their pockets. It's in here somewhere, isn't it? Why is she so violent?
Why are
She's
you so violent?
She's a vaudevillian. I don't know. I don't know if it's my Irish blood.
Do you think you could kick my ass?
100%.
Do you really?
I'll tell you this. One, I can see you.
Yeah.
Two, I know me. And yeah, I'm a sick person.
Right.
Now, my little sister and I, she's bigger than me.
Uh-huh.
And we always fight. But she was like me. We were scrappy. We grew up at the bottom of 10 kids. So whatever. We have to fight with my brothers. We'd have to fight whoever. And just, I don't know, angry. There was a little girl that was afraid of her. So she's like, I'll pay you to teach me how to fight. And so there was a girl paying her. We were kids.
Really?
Right? Yes. And so we always tease her about it. But she's like, I did not. I just didn't want her to bother me. So I took the money.
That's awesome.
So, but we always just had this thing. So now when I go home, if I argue with her, I'm like, move the coffee table. I'll fight you right now. And she'll like, just hit me and I'll just go down. You know what I mean? But I still, my heart is like, I'll fucking fight. I'll still fight.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
How would you not sell a sitcom?
Even if I got
your
beat
life
up.
Is such a sitcom because I see
so is.
Well, I see it as it's set today.
Okay.
But there's flashbacks to 1979 Philly.
Okay. So my last manager, I always get the good managers. They're like, yeah. Don't write a script with flashbacks. I'm like, oh, okay. And then I'll try to write it now. Yeah, this doesn't work now. So the flashbacks, no, flashbacks are out.
Like How I Met Your Mother? Yeah.
What the fuck?
Right.
So I always have that person that's like, oh, no, this isn't going to work. And then I, for some reason, I listen to
Yeah, you can't
to
listen to agents, managers. They never,
never
know. They've talked
never.
Me out of more. I thought of the
Why
idea for Dexter
that?
About 5 years before Dexter came
You're
out.
You're kidding.
And my agent was like, it's too dark. Well, it was just the idea about a vigilante killer living in a city who was very presentable and nobody knew his identity. But then at night he went out and he killed the people that yeah. the audience was rooting for him to kill.
Yes.
You can't pitch that. It's too dark.
And it's the same, literally the same idea, premise.
Right.
Yeah, they don't know what they're doing. And you're right. I've written different things like about my dad's typewriter store. And this was like 12 years ago, like because my dad still had it.
Yeah.
It was still open.
It was like the last typewriter
store. And nobody was coming in there. Nobody was coming in there when I was a kid in high school, like working. I worked there from fourth grade all the way to 12th grade. So when I was there, we would sleep on rolls of paper towels until he came in and then we'd jump up. Yeah. Nobody was in there.
Yeah.
Like, or we would have dart competitions, like crazy. The amount of crazy things that went on in that typewriter store is a whole nother thing. So I wrote all that. They were like, this is great. And then I sent it to my one friend and she goes, who do you think should play you, Pumpkin? And I'm like,
oh, shit.
Wow. Wow, that hurt. I don't know. Who do you
what
think?
What good-looking woman do you think should play
what
you?
What kind of person should? I was so upset. And then we tried to pitch it a little bit and it just didn't hit, whatever.
Yeah.
So I was like, the whole time I'm like, who do you think could play me? You know, I get so, sure, you're right. I should play myself.
Right,
a fucking
piece
of shit.
That was a story of a lot of comics fought. You know, the famous story coming out of Philly
Stallone.
Is that Stallone was told he couldn't play himself.
Absolutely. And I read it in my head over and over again, like, fuck them. I'm playing myself.
Yeah.
So it never got made.
Watch it comes out and Sylvester Stallone is playing you in drag.
He doesn't even have to do it in drag. It's just him. He's just like, how many typewriters? What's your font? You need a ribbon. All right. I mean, it was so funny because, or to me, it was funny because the cast of characters that would hang out in my dad's typewriter store, like I called it, was like a treehouse for him and his old war buddies.
Yeah.
I mean, there was one guy in there. He was, Mr. Richardson was like 98 years old. And I come in and he go, hey. And I swear he had like a musket wound. Like he was so old. Uh-huh. It was crazy.
Yeah.
And they would all talk about the different, one
he
guy
said he
had
was
a,
in the war and everybody's wondering which one.
Yeah. We're all like, I'm trying to count back. Yeah. You know, like yeah. these, most of the guys were in Korea. They uh-huh. were my dad was in Korea. So his buddies were in Korea. And then there was one GQ Ernie who wasn't in war. He was like, I didn't get called in, you know, and he just had his hair slicked back. Uh-huh. He always had the nice car and he just talked shit. And GQ it, I mean, it was just like great characters. And then there was Curly. Curly had a stroke and couldn't, he was having sex with two women and his wife caught him and he just.
I think he faked the stroke.
Well, he lost his speech.
No shit.
And the only words he could say was fuck and motherfuck. And every other word he would spell in the air with no education like this. So he'd come in the typewriter store with this curly red hair and he'd go, fuck, motherfucker, you know, and he's yelling at my dad and he's spelling things. And we're both looking at him like, what is he spelling? I'm trying to follow his finger. His car was on fire outside. And I'm like, oh my God, this is crazy. He got mad at a car dealership because they couldn't understand him.
Yeah.
So he drove his car through the front window. Why? Why? What? They were great characters and nobody liked it.
Did the wife stay with him after she caught him having the three-way?
Yes.
Really?
Yes. And she said, that's it. We're moving to Jersey because you're not, I don't want to live in the city anymore. And you're being bad. Bad.
Well, he's you a should stroke just victim leave at this point. Is the three-ways are over.
Yeah. So, yeah, he's out. I used to see him in the supermarket, like, without my dad, which was, like, weird, because it's like, whoa, world's colliding.
Right,
because
right.
my parents split up, and they, you know, so it was like, whoa, what are you doing in here? And then I'd be with my mom or something, and he'd be spelling. My mom's like, who the hell is that? And I'm like, you know, it's a good thing you guys split up. I'm just going to say that. I'm just going to say that.
He got curly in the divorce. That was a win for
she
you.
She goes, I never met him. I'm like, yeah, he's part of the typewriter store. But there's so many crazy characters that I loved.
Well, my parents never divorced, and I always feel like I've missed out on something.
You think they should have, though? Did they get along?
No, they get along great.
Oh, that's great, then.
Well, he died young. Who knows if they would have gotten divorced later.
No.
You know, but I think that they drank a lot, and I think that's what kept them. It was good for them.
My grandparents did that.
Yeah.
They were fun.
Yeah.
Fun. Just
they would go out three, four
school.
Nights a week. They'd come home at like 2 or 3 in the morning.
I love that.
It was
keeping
crazy.
It real, if you will.
Yeah.
They lived life to the fullest, I think. Yeah. Every time you see a picture of my grandma, she's got like a big mug of beer and she would keep like freezers in the mugs in the freezer. My brain is dead. Mugs in her freezer. And she had like a triple bypass. I come over and she's got a whole pizza and a big frosty mug filled with beer. And I go, what are you doing? And she goes, who the hell could have pizza without beer?
But how about just, neither?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How about, hello, you just had this fixed up here.
Yeah,
so
my mom now has, she's fucking heart, like all, she gets her heart surgery done in Florida and they put the pacemaker on the wrong side. They had to open her back up again. Like, it's fucking crazy. And so I go down to check on her last week. And, you know, when old people are surrounded by each other, it's just like they talk about is...
Who died?
My liver hurts. Yeah. His kidney. I call it the organ recital because they just and so.
So I have one kidney left.
Yeah.
And
So you look at you, big deal with the one kidney left.
Half a liver. It's growing back.
And so we go to the movie theater and we see this movie called Ordinary Angels, which you've never heard of.
No.
And I'm convinced it was only made to come out in Florida. It's like a hope. It's like a Hallmarky movie.
But it's all old people, like Cocoon? Like...
No, but it would only appeal to an old person.
It's like
a Hallmark movie, like real tearjerker. But there's a woman sitting next to me, this old Jewish lady, and she's got the wheeze of someone who's been smoking since she was 11. And she's just sitting there, and she's spilling over
lady.
The seat, and she's complaining about everything. And
she's completely inflamed.
Well, she's alone, but she keeps talking as if she's talking to a husband. He must have just died. Out of habit, talking out loud. And so we get to the end of the movie, and the movie's so unbelievable that it's about a 7-year-old girl, and they live in like Milwaukee.
Okay.
She needs a kidney, of course.
Okay. So you're gonna make me cry. Yeah.
The friend of the family is a drunk, but she steps up in this girl's moment of need to do fundraisers for her. And they find a kidney donor in Omaha, but it's Christmas night and there's a snowstorm. And how's she going to get to Omaha? And they've got to let them, they have to get there tonight. So the drunken lady calls up the local news and convinces them to do a shout out. Does anybody have a helicopter? So this ordinary angel has a helicopter and he takes her to the airstrip, but the airstrip is covered in snow. So about 200 people from the town all show up with shovels.
Oh, wow.
And they all
It's like the Bills game.
Yeah, right, right. And they shovel an entire runway at 3 a.m. on Christmas. And the plane takes off and it gets to Omaha and she goes into surgery. And now we cut to the next morning and she's in the bed and the family's around her and there's balloons and the sunlight's streaming in. And she finally opens her eyes for the first time. There's not a dry, you're crying. Everybody's crying. And the lady next to me goes, it's a snowstorm. Where are they going to get balloons?
That's my little sister, Edie. That's what she would say. Just no tears, yeah, no emotion. Yeah. Just like, that's a dumb thing they did there. You know, like,
meanwhile, the 200 shoveling people.
Yeah, not a big deal.
That's fine. Plane taken off into the biggest blizzard in the Midwest history. That's fine.
Don't
but
worry.
Balloons?
Yeah.
Like there couldn't be a gift store downstairs?
Yeah, no gift shop in this hospital. They don't have that in Omaha. All right. I got it. I hear you. No helium down there? That's so fucking funny. But just to pick that, we call my little sister Stone Cold because she does that too. But my sister, the reason I get emotional with the kidney, my sister had to have a kidney transplant.
No.
And we were, not my little sister, my older sister Kathleen, and she, for years, she was on dialysis and she, her kidneys, she had polycystic kidney disease. Uh-huh. So the cyst in there just keep growing. This is so comedic.
Yeah, this
by the
is
way.
Really fun.
Anyway, it's going to get real worse. And her kidneys were like 30 pounds each, right? So we all get tested. The problem is polycystic is an adult kidney disease.
Yeah.
So you have to be over 35 to get tested.
Yeah.
So on my 35th birthday, me and my other sisters, my other older sister Karen went and we got like vials of blood taken to see if we were a match, all the stuff. Because I'm like, yeah, take everything, because my sister was so fun and so silly. And we didn't get this same outcome as this movie, but they wouldn't take mine. She had a, what's it called, cadaver?
Yeah.
Okay, did I say it right? Because I always, cadaver.
A dead body?
Yeah. She had a cadaver one time, we were saying. But
she had a catheter?
Yeah, she had a catheter and a cadaver, and they put the thing in the, that's how you say it in South Philly. And but so this, one of my brother Jimmy's like gangstery, messed up, crazy friends came in. He goes, you need a kidney? I'll give you mine.
Really?
And my sister's like, I'm good. Like, meanwhile, she's on dialysis. She's like, on her last leg. And she's like, I'm good. And I go, why did you say no to that? Just out of curiosity. Because at the time, he was like of age. And she goes, because he'll get fucking crazy and he'll come in and want it back.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, that'll be my luck.
He'll want the Vig.
I'm asleep and he's opening the fucking.
Yeah.
It's on this side. You know what I mean? Like,
I didn't mean forever.
I can't get it back. I thought you were going to give it back. She made me laugh so hard all the time. Oh, so silly.
Oh, my God.
But yeah.
So that was your little sister?
My older sister,
your
Kathleen.
Sister.
And unfortunately, she passed away from it. It didn't. Worked. Yeah. Nothing worked.
Oh, here
I am
bringing up this
movie. I'm sorry.
I didn't know.
We didn't have the runway. It's fine.
You didn't have local
fucking
news in
Omaha.
Philly? That's Philly for you. They wouldn't fucking come out with their shovels.
No. Think they would, but they use them to hit you.
Exactly.
What do you want me to do? You need a kidney? I'll fucking kill this guy. They take it from him.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's just different. But whatever. But I would freak out if that movie was on.
Oh, my God. It was very sweet. It was, what's her name was in it?
So is it a
actress?
A big movie did it? Or is it just like a streaming thing?
No, it was in a movie theater. It was one of those things where, like, I'm down there with my mom, and I booked my flight for 5 days, which you think, all right, that's a good amount of time. After 2 days in Florida, you are literally killing. You
worse
are
than Vegas.
Killing time. You are finding time and you are trying to kill it. You're trying to make it go away. And so we like literally we're driving past the mall and I saw there's a movie theater. I just took a right.
Yeah.
I was like, let's walk
something
in.
To do.
Whatever's playing. And that was playing next. Ordinary Angels. And we just walked right in and sat down
so
next to
that lady.
So it
was in a movie theater. That's a big deal.
Yeah. Yeah. It was air conditioned, which was nice because it was fucking 1,000 degrees out.
Is she in the, because I want to, when I get older, move to the Villages.
How much older do you have to wait?
Okay. Probably got a week left. All I got to right. probably next week. Next week. But I'm on a wait list.
You're going to get some dick in the Villages. They are dicking hard down there.
Dude, they're
days.
In golf carts doing yep. coke. I'm yep. in.
Yeah,
I'm
yeah, yeah.
In. No. Have you seen that documentary?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
When he get arrested and you go, you had narcotics on you? He goes, it was $5 worth of coke. 83 years old.
Yeah, right.
And I'm like, get it.
Oh, my God.
His wife was like, it's our anniversary. And he's like, I'm going to go jack off. I was obsessed with that. I'm like, I want to fucking move there.
That's the other TV
there.
Show. You moving into the Villages.
Or, this is another one I want to do. Remember The Orderlies? I don't remember where I got this from, but it's like I want a comedy, like all older comics
yeah.
in a retirement.
Yeah.
The Orderlies. And like, you know, you're just in there and they're still, their egos aren't dead.
Uh-huh.
And they're still fighting for stage time, even in this fucking old folks.
Right, right.
All, you know, yeah. just cutting each other's oxygen and shit.
That's hilarious.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
And just, I want it to be like the Orderlies. I want it like me and Leslie Jones to be like the Orderlies that are in there trying to keep these fucking idiots in line. I don't know why. It's just, I have this whole thing and I keep pitching it, but
that's good.
I'm not good. The next step,
yeah,
you know.
Well, nobody is right
now. The pitch
now.
Is shit.
They're not
anyway.
Buying it. Nobody's buying anything right now. It's fucking dead. Hollywood is over.
Done. Are you Hollywood's glad you're over. A comic though, because you can still kind of go on the road and make money?
Yeah, podcasting and stand up has
podcasting.
Always saved me because
we know, make a lot of money on this one.
It's rolling.
Yeah.
Well,
I could get I could go see Ordinary. People or
angels.
Ordinary People's
ordinary
my
angels.
Favorite movie.
No, this is truly the end of Hollywood. It started with
sucks,
the pandemic,
huh?
And then the Writers Guild strike, and now there's another possible strike happening this summer, which
no.
is all the camera people and you know the makeup artists. They're all part of a group called the Yahtzee. And
that's too close, no?
Yeah, and if they go and they're just shoot, everything's getting shot. Overseas, South Africa, Canada, they're not shooting anything here
that.
Anymore. The
I've
unions are going
that.
Broke. Everybody's got these pensions that they think are going to pay them out, but there's no new money coming in. And like they used to hire 15 writers on a show. Now they hire 6. They used to buy 20 pilots. They used to shoot 20 pilots
yeah.
each network, each season.
Like pilot
CBS
season.
CBS shot one pilot this year.
Pilot season is no longer a season.
It doesn't exist.
Wow.
No.
Wow.
Anyway, yeah, thanks for having me.
Yeah, guys, this is good. So we got death of people.
Unemployment.
And
a dead town.
Dead town? Where's Rick? Oh, there he is.
Holy shit.
Rick,
you want to get back
God.
In your seat, Rick?
I don't care.
Let
I'm
me
take over one of these seats.
Okay.
You would have loved what we were talking about. I got to be honest.
He took the one next to me. Did you notice that?
Yes, he did. Anybody,
breath.
People run to get away from me. And especially since I'm out of
Eleanor's,
my Listerine
she's
strip.
She's sexually aggressive, you know?
Yeah.
You just
it's
gotta
been
be careful.
A while. I did, you know. Pleasure myself today by myself.
She always comes prepared.
Yeah, I have to. I knew I was doing this podcast and I knew you were going to be on it. So I was like, I got to get this out.
Just get it out.
Get
yeah.
it in and get
did
it out.
Did you save it?
No.
Oh.
Save the...
Discharge.
No.
Oh.
I let that...
Welcome back to Saving Discharge. It's it's a very niche
it's
podcast, but our audience is growing.
Rick, we were talking about kidneys and the death of a town.
Nice.
Called
I love that.
Hollywood.
Yeah, yeah. Have you heard
it.
Of this town, Hollywood, where people used to make things?
Oh, you know, ever since RKO fell, things have really
yeah,
been
right.
downhill.
I miss
Why
that
did we have
dog.
To start talking?
I agree.
It's like movies and women. We had a good thing going.
Well, hold on. First of all, I saw
today. Women talking or just talking in the
Why didn't we let them in the workplace, I think, is really the conversation. That's when things started getting tricky. I just saw today that, and I know this is coming out fresh, so.
I love this.
It's an evergreen
comment.
Hot off
the presses.
Apparently, the people over at Nickelodeon are creepy.
Yeah.
And, that's been around.
And they're blaming Dennis Blundin from Head of the Class for the whole thing, I guess.
That's what
So,
wait, that's what I remember.
Wait, I thought it was the showrunner was creepy.
Yeah, that is. And he, was apparently one of the actors from Head of the Class. He was the fat
the heavy
guy on the computer.
And what was he doing?
And then he just like, it basically was a bunch of, now it's really inappropriate, innuendo stuff, but it'd be like chicks using shake weights when they were like 14.
It was Ariana Grande had a potato and she's like, I know you can get juice out of this.
And they're like,
you can get juice. Where's the juice?
Down.
No. Yeah,
oh,
like
on the show?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They used it on the show?
She's sucking her toes at one point.
Do you know which episode that is?
Specifically, I couldn't say, but it was season 3, episode 6.
At 9:29.
There was a guest appearance by Six from Blossom on that episode, and things got a little heavy.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it was basically just a bunch of innuendo stuff. And then the dude came out and was like, first of all of their parents were there and no one had a problem with any of it.
Right.
Like, yeah, their parents were just looking at the bank account going, suck it hard, get it all the way down.
Just re-release that documentary and the Michael Jackson.
Let's run them side by side.
Just re-release them as a bad parents docuseries.
Yeah. Well, what was the Ali G one? Where which of his movies did he do, Sacha Baron, where they had kids auditioning to be Jesus on a cross?
I have to bow my head when you say it. Sorry.
It's about your...
She still loves Jesus. The Lord.
Oh, yeah.
Did you get that?
Yeah, now I get it.
Sorry.
And they had these parents bringing their... we're going to have to hang your child on the cross for it.
No.
That works.
Yeah.
And he'll be naked... Well, yeah, that's fine. And they just kept pushing it, and he couldn't find anything that they wouldn't
let
their kids
do. I'm going to hold his genitals as they're hanging.
Yeah.
Well, that's good. Yeah. I'm going to stroke. Okay.
It's a different kind of parent.
Yeah, they're really sick.
Yeah.
Although my mother would have been like, yeah, just go do the show, honey. Get away from me.
Yeah.
Just get out.
I mean,
we need the money.
Just the idea of those Disney shows. Like, I can remember watching Hannah Montana with, how old are your kids now?
7 and 3.
So they're starting to watch the Disney Channel?
Yeah, somewhat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like, Hannah Montana was like totally sexualized.
There was
in that show. I was watching it with my daughter, like, slide over.
Move out of the way.
Hey, come on.
Go upstairs.
This is Daddy's show.
Go upstairs.
TV time, everybody.
Why don't the kids play in your room anymore?
There was one, I forgot the name of it, but I was watching my niece Madison and my brother Johnny goes, don't let her watch this show. Something high school, something. And she goes, no, my dad said this one's okay. And I didn't know the difference. I don't have kids. So I'm like, yeah, we're watching it. And the girl gets her stuff out of her locker and tampons fall on the floor. And she goes, what are those sticks? And I'm like, I don't know. I mean, I'm not telling you what that is. And then they start having the conversation. Like the boys are picking on her for it.
I feel like dad set the daughter up. Was like, you know what? Watch that episode with.
Watch it with Aunt
Elle.
So she can tell you what nunchucks are made of. Tampons. Like I didn't know what to say. I'm like, you have to ask your mom. She's not up. Tell me what that is. And I'm like, I don't.
At least make something up.
No, I panicked. Yeah. I don't have children for a reason.
You could have set that kid back and would have been hilarious for years.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
You suck on them like lollipops.
No.
Well, you know how you have to wipe your butt with these? You just
jam it in.
Jam it right in there.
It feels good.
And it's reusable.
And I'll tell you this, if you grab a nipple.
That's where it got uncomfortable for me. Was I pictured the process of trying to clean.
She was like 8. I'm not going to tell her stuff. I didn't know.
Eleanor, this would have been great content.
You're not
wrong. You could have pranked that kid and you would have had 10,000 views.
I literally panicked. I was sweating. I woke my brother Johnny up. I go, what the fuck, man?
Yeah.
And he goes, she's not allowed to watch that. And I go, whoa. fucking take it off the TV.
Yeah. Have you heard, you know, Dan Natterman, the comic Dan Natterman? Mm. He's a New York comic. He's very funny, yeah. Very dark. And he has this joke about how a gym teacher goes into health class and he says to the kids, he goes, okay, it's sex ed today, kids. And so if you're wondering why I'm going to teach you how to put on a condom. And if you're wondering why I'm holding a banana in my hand, it's I can't get an erection on an empty stomach.
That's tremendous.
That's the right kind of dark.
That's really good. That's the really good. Best kind of dark.
Yeah. Dan Natterman.
I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not good. Like, do your kids ask you weird questions?
No, my kids don't care yet. And plus, they were created in a lab, so.
Yeah, but yeah. Still.
I can't even be like, well, it was a hot evening of coitus on Miami Beach. It's like, I don't know. Like,
so we had this dish.
Yeah.
And then we just started.
Went to a doctor's office.
We whipped it up.
They had porn magazines that were at least 7 years old. yeah, I checked the dates of the porn magazines at the fertility clinic.
You're a reader. You're a reader.
Yeah, you want a fresh baby. You don't want an old baby.
Yeah, I need good. I need some good stuff in here.
You got anything from August to 2020?
I'm more
These
of an
women
August.
Aren't even tan. These February girls.
I like an 88. You have anything from 88?
Oh, very specific.
I like a feathered hair.
Yeah, feather hair and a bush.
Yeah, yeah. Just a big pick in it. Come on.
Yeah.
I remember going middle school, going to the bus in the house where the bus stop was in front of, just had stacks of, it was Sports Illustrated on top, but one of the kids started going through it while we were waiting for the bus, and okay. Then it was a shitload of Playboys from like 75.
How old were you?
I was in middle school, so I would have been 13 or something.
Nice.
But perfect.
It literally was just unloading boxes, dudes just filling their backpacks up. And I just remember looking at it and being like, man, what the fuck is going on? And it was all huge bush.
That's amazing.
Yeah, and just be like, I don't think this is right.
The first porn movie I ever saw, I was at my friend David Arengern. He was this Colombian kid. He lived above a bodega downtown.
Love it.
And his brother, Horatio, was showing
good
us.
Porn name.
Horatio.
Love
he was
it.
Showing us porn movies on a reel-to-reel, and I was probably like, I was like 11 or 12, and his brother goes, hey, and he grabs my dick. He goes, hey, you got a little hard there. And he's grabbing my dick, and I was like, what the fuck? And that guy's in jail for life right now.
Nice.
For grabbing your dick?
No, cocaine trafficking.
There you go. That's different. Yeah, you don't get arrested for
honestly,
grabbing a little boy's dick.
Not an Irish
that's
kid.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
We don't press charges.
And if you're trafficking cocaine and not grabbing dicks randomly, are you really trafficking cocaine?
Right,
are you a real person?
Yeah. Have you seen Miami Vice?
Do your job right. How old are you, kid? Perfect age for a little dick grabbing. How about a thunder bump and a dick grab?
Is this Joey Diaz?
It must have been.
Sure,
it turned
feels
into
like it. Yeah.
That was my Horatio, my general Horatio impression.
Any Horatio you know sounds like
they
that.
They all sound like that.
And by the way, they say you should change names when you talk about things like that. No.
His name is
Horatio.
Well, if he's doing life in prison, yeah. They probably listen to this podcast in there.
Yeah, he'll get some clout.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He'll maybe get to fuck someone a little tougher because of this.
You know what? We'll send our money, our sponsor money. We'll put it on your book, buddy.
That's right. From Voodoo Donuts, possibly.
Voodoo Donuts. What made you say
Is that your sponsorship?
Yes.
No, we don't have a sponsor.
No.
Oh, all right.
We got booted from Four Hymns, just so everyone is clear.
Something
we're the
about
first
the
people.
Way we read the
There's
copy.
Some boner pill that basically was giving every podcast sponsorship. Eventually, we're just like, we're not interested. They wanted us to do like a standard read, but you know, we thought we should spice it up.
We thought we should spice it up.
So there was just a lot of yelling about how rock hard it makes my cock.
Rock fucking hard.
In the voice of a comedian that only people who came here and watched the open mic from 2000 to 2004 would understand.
Anyway,
he was legendary. Yeah,
so that one's gone, huh?
So yeah, we lost for him.
Rock hard.
Well, what about this crack team? You guys can't get them another sponsorship?
We'll figure it out.
They're working on it.
In unison, we're working on it.
Yeah, I was gonna say the.
Yeah, saving the discharge is not going to go real well.
That podcast will actually probably...
Clip that. Yeah. Clip that, saving the discharge.
We could get Tide Pods on that one, at least. We do a five-minute wash at the end. Well, we were able to save the shirt from the discharge. Thanks to Tide Pods. Work on that one, guys. We can
I
do
like
this.
That. Maybe I
we
think could, that would work.
We could do a squirter session.
Oh,
could,
now anyway. I'm up.
Right.
We gotta make
I'm a hell
give
of a
the
squirter.
Internet what it wants.
Yeah.
So
we dude, if a girl ever squirted content. On me, I would break up with her instantly. It would be
because you don't like to be peed on.
I mean, it's pee, right? I mean, does anybody really believe it's anything other than pee?
I assumed it was pee.
Yeah. I assume it's pee.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Clear pee. Like they drank a lot of water that day. Yeah. It's not a yellowy pee.
No. Yeah. They don't take vitamins. They're just shooting at you.
Right.
These aren't vitamin girls.
Right.
Super soaker chicks.
Yeah.
And do you think that if that same girl took a shit in the bed, they'd be like, oh my God, she got so worked up, she had a brownie.
Speaking of legendary open mic comics from the...
He's not wrong.
Yeah. That waitress with the horsehair took a shit in my bed.
That happened.
That was the guy, Jim Painter, that we were talking about.
And one of my waitresses was waiting tables, and she happened to shit in his bed. She was on laxatives.
No.
And,
and then she broke up with him.
And he decided to say it on stage as she's serving drinks.
You see that waitress?
No.
Keep in mind, there's like eight people in the crowd, so there's only one waitress.
You know, the one with the horse hair?
It's like she's standing right there.
Well, just so you know, she shit in my bed.
These are facts, Gregory.
No fucking
And Eleanor was the head waitress.
Vacuum.
So she storms into the back demanding.
Well, because I got a crying waitress going, he's on her shit in his bed. I'm like, did you shit in his bed? Did you really shit in his bed?
Eleanor's asking the right questions. You don't get caught in the crossfire without getting some information.
You don't get head waitress for not asking the right questions.
Yeah.
So,
and then management at the time was this guy, Dean.
Bro.
And so it was presented to Dean with what to do. And he was like, come on, bro. Just be cool, everyone.
Bro.
And then nothing happened to anybody. It was great.
Well, I did yell at Painter. Please don't say it on stage.
Eleanor,
while
it's
she's
not
waiting.
My fault. She shit in my bed.
His defense was flawless. No court of law.
This was a real business.
I don't know what side I am on this one. I mean, she shit in his bed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She Johnny Depped him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He got Johnny Depp, and he's a performer, and he talked about it.
Yeah.
But he didn't have to point.
He didn't have to point at her. No. That might have crossed
the line. She already had eight customers. Her night's not great.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So now everyone knows she shits in the bed.
Yeah.
And
she was by far the hottest waitress. So everyone, 100%. All the comics in the back were just like, well.
Yeah. Right. Still. Yeah.
A couple, a few months ago, she stopped in here. And
legendary.
Yeah. And the bartender Hart was like, oh, guess who came in here?
No shit.
Loving it.
Well, shit, probably.
Yeah, a lot of shit. But we loved her, but she, you know, she had an accident. She was taking laxatives.
But guys were still hitting on her after that.
Of course. She was really hot.
She didn't even slow it down.
No.
There were some real beastmasters working back then, so.
Yeah, comics are buying new sheets for this. Like, they're excited.
Yeah,
they're like, all right, you know
just
what?
Get the
I'm
going to
put the plastics.
Yeah, get the plastic sheets.
I'm bringing her over. Yeah. I got to see this.
Yeah, get a low thread
horse
count.
Hair and shit
Treat
in the
her
bed.
Like it's your grandma's couch. Just keep it covered. No spills.
But I had to keep a straight face. I remember being in the kitchen being like, look, you can't do that.
She initially was like, you got to fire him, but. When Dean was like, fire him, there was no follow-up request. It was just like, well, this is inappropriate.
Yeah.
I'm like, all right.
Wow. Nobody was going to get fired. Yeah. Hilarious. She did want him fired, though.
Oh my
God. So mad. She was going to make $38 no matter what.
Yeah. What are you doing?
She probably made 50 that night because people felt bad.
And John Biner decided not to put this
John Biner
into the show.
Mike
Biner.
If you think Mike I didn't, Biner. I gave him 30 minutes.
Listen,
on just
we gave
a shit
all.
Story, and he didn't put any of it in. The guy interviewed me for 3 hours.
Same,
he included a clip
same.
Of me being like, there wasn't a lot of people here then. Like, what? What did
that
I do
was
the
it?
Interview?
Do you remember?
Oh, this is great stuff. I got to get some more. Tell me more. All right.
You gave him a podcast with me, Rick, Jeff Danish, and Ryan O'Neill. Was there somebody else in it too? That it was in the one in Arizona where it turned into a roast of Eleanor, but also like shitting on waitresses and comics yeah. and how we, because I was not a comic. I was a waitress when these guys were comics and door guys. So I was completely on a different side. And we were telling all these stories and everybody was like, we're going to get in so much trouble. Because
yeah.
we were at the festival, the All Things Comedy. Yeah. Oh my God, it was insane. Eric and Adam were there, Eric Anderson, and they were like, what are these fucking stories? What? What? And they never heard them before. And then they just, it was, I think we did the shit story. I think we did a lot of different ones.
A lot of the fucking in the building stories.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Did they air it?
Fucking on stage. Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Back then, it was so unprofessional.
Nobody cared.
They aired anything.
Yeah, yeah. yeah. We had a disclaimer like, in the know. Beginning because...
I told one story where I talked about how if I saw someone on the street, I'd run them over with a car. And the Comedy Store was like, you do not speak on behalf of the Comedy Store. I'm like, I'm pretty sure I do. If you knew this chick, you would be like, he speaks for the store. No one would
but
argue.
But because she made such a big stink, she called everybody, and she used to fuck one of the managers,
yeah.
so she...
And I'm pretty sure she was sucking the lawyer's dick, so...
There. Oh, there you go.
Jesus.
She was keeping her foot in the door.
Sounds like she'd be pretty popular.
She was.
What's yeah. weird is that she probably fucked 20 people that I can think of, but... Not liked by any of them.
Mm-mm.
It's a
wow.
weird...
No, they were all yeah. fine with it. I remember opening a door and she was just blowing this guy hard. Like, and I was just like, it's Christmas. And I just shut the door like, let me get out of here.
Wow.
But you would always find her in a corner doing something
yeah.
to somebody. Never the guy she was dating, but always a comic.
If you turn down the many passes, then she would make it a habit of every time she saw you going, you wish. You'd be like, all right. Sounds good.
Yeah.
Hey.
What?
You wish.
All right. Sounds good. Good to see you.
Bro, you gotta be nice. Sometimes I kind of miss the fucked up years, the dead years.
I mean, there's an element of it. I mean, I had no ability to really be that good on stage, so it was better to really
yeah.
take in the weirdness.
Yeah.
It was like, well, I can either bomb on stage right now or... Just experience
when she
John Barris talking someone through fingering someone. Like, oh man, this is a
very
weird club.
Specific.
No, you got to do it gently. It was always, everything was about
contact.
Making it soothing. Where I'm just like, this is not what I expected at all. He's on stage yelling for people to spit in his mouth. And like, no, treat her like the princess she is.
You know.
It feels weird being in here now, honestly.
Was yeah, he doing warm up for Nickelodeon back then?
Yeah, he was. He came
was
up
on
with
Josh
the potato.
And Drake doing, he was in charge of the trampoline that they had.
He
outside.
Came up with the potato idea. Yeah, yeah. He liked that one.
Wow.
But, you know, speaking of crazies, because back then Holtzman was here too all the time. We were talking about Holtzman earlier. I was in Austin. My brain is dead. I was in Austin 2 weeks ago. So we all went to dinner after the shows on a Sunday night. And, Elon Musk was at the restaurant we were at. So Holtzman was like, hey, that's Elliot Musk. It's Elliot Musk. And we're like, Brian, calm down, right? And we're outside and we were all leaving at the same time, right? So we're getting our cars. It's Adam Egit, Peter Shore, Holtzman, Dom Irrera, his girlfriend, myself. And so we're all just like
name
talking.
Drop.
It was all name drops, by the way. So we're all just talking, and Holtzman gets out a sticker and he's going to put it on Elliot's car,
smart.
If you will. And
branding. It's all about branding.
I go, Brian, 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 no, no, no. And Adam goes, you're going to get killed. Because Elon's security comes flying out, about to curb stomp Brian as he's got his little picture of himself and about to put it on. Hey, I just wanted Elliot to see my picture.
Give it to Mr. Musk.
Hey, Elliot, look at this. You want one of these? Huh? I was crying laughing.
There appears to be a 1920s movie star drifter moving towards the car.
He also goes, hey, I'll give you a ride back. You don't need an Uber. And he gets in his fucking snug top, whatever kind of cars they were. You know what I'm...
Yeah. What is it?
It's like a snug top. You know, it's a pickup truck that has the... You could take the top off or put it on, the back of it.
Okay.
I think it's a Toyota.
Did he make you go in the back?
It was literally like, as soon as he pulled around, Peter Schur goes, we'll call an Uber.
Yeah.
With his stickers all over it.
Wouldn't... Great guy, wouldn't get in a car with him.
Yeah, I've done it.
Holtzman?
Yeah, I've done it. Quite a few times.
We were at that Kooky Donuts. What are you guys sponsored by?
Voodoo Donuts.
Choo-choo's Donuts.
I was there in Austin, and I Holtzman comes in, and he buys like 6 dozen donuts the staff back
gonna
at the
give
club.
It out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Unbelievable.
Giving the money back.
Where's he getting the money?
There. He's making good money.
He's got Holtzman
and friends.
Jobs.
Yeah.
Is he?
He's got two pensions.
From
two.
Manhattan Beach, where he was the animal control / parking meter guy for a while.
Sure. He was at United for 25 years.
Yeah, he was he loaded bags on airplanes. That's the guy who loaded luggage on the planes.
This guy.
He's a little bit of that.
Amazing.
Imagine getting on a plane 6 a.m. and this is the guy that you saw partying all night. And now he's doing this.
He drove a motorcycle back then. He did.
Yeah, he did. I know.
All right. Speaking of driving, I got a spot 1 minute ago at the Laugh Factory.
All right.
Thanks for having me on.
Good to
you guys.
See you.
I love you.
You can catch Greg at the Laugh Factory if you can get there in 15 minutes. Are we live?
Hey.
All right. I'll see you guys.
Thank you, Greg.
Wait. What was that story you were just telling us? I want to hear it. Oh shit! Now I forgot what you were saying.
Yeah, I don't even know. Let's rewind it. Is that
Oh, Holtzman driving a motorcycle.
Oh, I was going to say I was down in Manhattan Beach and saw Brian Holtzman dressed fully in his parking meter.
Yeah.
And he was the guy. He had it all blocked off and he was directing traffic and then he started screaming at me.
What was he screaming?
When he saw me, August Hamilton! It's August Hamilton, everybody! He got on a megaphone and yelled it. Manhattan Beach police property. He's just, no matter what, he's a complete psychopath in the world. Let him get away with it, and it's beautiful.
Total psychopath, and I love it. We really are the number one club for cast of characters. Mm-hmm. I work so many clubs in New York and here, and they don't have that.
No, this is the only place that really brings them in. And it's sad that someone's been killing him off over the last couple of years.
Yeah.
We
managed to get some new ones that show up.
There's some new ones, but they don't
not
have
as
the,
good.
They don't have the rotting syphilis brain of the drifters of the early 2000s.
Yes.
It really was a special thing. There was a level of addiction combined with complete delusion that
I like that you say early 2000s. I think it started.
I mean, I got here in the early 2000s, so that's as far back as I can speak on behalf of. But when I got here in 2002. 70% of the open mic was questionably homeless.
Easily. Yeah, I had to stop working the open mic because I was like, now I know the homeless guys act.
I literally was like looking around like, what am I doing? I move out here. Open mics in Kansas City had like young people wanting to be comedians.
Mm-hmm.
And then open mics in LA had drifters and like there was like maybe 5 of us.
Yeah.
That are
normal.
Maybe 3 of us still doing comedy. No, there wasn't a lot.
From your group in Kansas City?
No, I mean from the group in Kansas City, yeah, probably 3.
Okay.
And plus Dustin Kaufman owns a club.
Oh, right.
So at least he's
sometimes
still in
he goes
comedy.
On.
Yeah. But yeah, not many that I know of.
That's so funny.
I found old video footage that I recorded from when I was like probably 19 or 20 doing shows at Stanford and Sons. And, what I found was that I recorded like 2 of my sets and I had like 15 sets of the worst
Kansas City comics because I love to get high and watch the worst comics we have. So I have like, I honestly like probably 30 minutes of this one comic. Shout out to Tony Roach was his name.
Oh, I like that
name. He did the same 3 minutes every time.
Same 3 minutes.
And I for some reason, I'm like, I better catch a set again. So I have them like in different outfits doing the
special,
same set.
That's a very special thing to be able to do the same 3 minutes.
It was all difference between black people and white people jokes.
No.
And
is there a difference?
There is. And, yo, how do white people... y'all see a cockroach, what do? Y'all call the exterminator. Black people, what do? We shoot that motherfucker, right? Asian people, what do? Y'all scrape that motherfucker in the skillet and keep on cooking. I'm Tony Roach, y'all. That was the closer.
Killed, right?
Killed. Crushed. Just crushing Kansas City every week. This dude was like, man, I just got to keep polishing this three. This is going to take me. And this dude was probably 50.
I got a solid three.
He was probably 55 in 2000.
Oh, my God.
So
I'm sure he's
crushing it.
Yeah.
He
might be at 3.5 minutes.
He'd wear like a FUBU football jersey tucked into khaki pants or khaki shorts. He was just awesome.
I wish I met him.
Yeah.
I wish I knew him.
It's weird looking back. Like, so I literally watched all this footage and then I thought, my God, I literally just recorded the worst ones because that's what I enjoyed. That's how much I hate everything. I
always
the ones
did
I
like
the
worst or the weirdest or the oddest. Yeah, you always wait for that. Like the guy who shot his face off, we always waited.
No face.
We
call him by his name. I'm so sorry. Yeah.
Who never addressed it. What happened?
Don't bring it up.
Tell us. Yeah. Remember, we would be like, oh, what's your camera? There's so many cameras. This is so bougie.
Only one or two are working.
I figured as much. None of the mics are working, right?
No.
I figured. Yeah.
We
you don't
want to
catch any of this gold, huh?
They hired cheaper European actors to do our voices.
Yeah. I love it. This is great.
You're going to be German, and I'm going to be Irish, which is exciting. Awesome. Hey, that's right. There's going to be a lot of that. Welcome back to the Comedy Store podcast. That's a Scottish, I think.
A little Scotty.
Yeah, I think it's Scottish. I,
by the way, my German was going to come out almost Cuban. I don't know what I was thinking in my head. I was like, that's...
Welcome back to Accents. I'm Rick. This is Eleanor with the number one comedy duo who does accents.
I can't think of a German accent. Hold on. Heil Hitler. I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to say that's the only thing they say.
And it sounded like a Scottish person saying it, which is weird. Hey!
We were doing accents the other day on the radio. I literally have no idea. Mine was so bad that I was like, oh, and then everyone else's was even worse. So I was like, thank goodness I'm not the only one.
When I did my Australian accent in Australia, they got so mad. And then that made me just do it even harder.
Oh, of course. You have to do it. If it's bad and you're doing it in front of them, it's even better.
It's way better.
Yeah.
Hey, listen to this dig cunt. Thinks he's up here talking like us, mate.
Yeah.
And they're just like, that's not what we sound like. Yeah,
it
right. That's what
is,
you sound
mate.
Like, you dag cunt.
They do say cunt every other word.
Yeah. But if you just say normal cunt, that's not offensive. It's only if you apply an animal to the word cunt that the Australians start finding it offensive. And the scale goes up. The bigger the animal, the bigger the cunt. Yeah, elephant cunt.
Kangaroo
you're like
cunt.
A huge
okay,
cunt.
Okay, I like that. Okay. Elephant.
They're not smart
elephant
people. They're the best.
Elephant cock is one of my favorites.
Yeah. They're the best.
Suck elephant cunt.
So anyway, come check out shows at the Comedy Store.
Oh, is it over?
Yeah.
We can wrap it up.
What time is it?
It is
10:20.
Oh, I have a spot soon.
It's right.
And the hour.
So, thanks for tuning in to the Comedy Store podcast.
I think I should take accents off my resume.
I don't think so. Hey, for real. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, man. What's up,
SA? I was doing, when I was on tour, I was doing an impression
of my
driver. Mm-hmm. They would send a driver to pick me up and take me to the airport. So I was doing my impression of the driver, and this girl who was like a friend of someone on the tour, she was like, excuse me, you can't do that impression. And I go, what? And she goes, it's inappropriate to do an impression of a minority. And I go, well, how do you know it was a minority? Maybe it was just
Maybe it was just a white guy who clearly was a Hispanic guy. And she's like, well, you can't do it anymore. I'm like, 100% you can.
Because
that's how the guy sounded.
Yeah, yeah.
And she's like, well, yeah,
I hate
you can't
when
do
they
that.
Say that.
You can't do that. I go, for what? In a conversation between me and three of my friends and some lady who's on the tour because you're friends with someone? I don't care. Well, you wouldn't be able to do it on TV. I go, I'm literally telling a story to my friends. What the fuck are you talking about? So anyway, my
I'll
point
do it on
is,
TV too.
Just wait. You're going to see me doing this impression of Esteban. And that thing's going to be the one that takes me to the top.
You're going to do it on Fallon.
Hey, my son. This guy was the best. He spent a solid 10 minutes telling me about how his son wants to do podcasts. And he
perfect.
He doesn't really know what that is. He knows it's like radio, but gay.
Yeah.
And, you know, to tell that now
that's
on
accurate.
A podcast, it's so meta.
Yeah.
But, yeah, there was just a lot of him accusing his son. You know what he does? He plays video games all day. I was like, man, you got him again.
Where
man.
Was this?
He was driving me. Actually, he was driving me to, we had a gig in Palm Springs.
I love him.
We were the first show ever at this arena in Palm Springs.
Okay.
And so it took like 5 hours to get out there. And this guy just spent the whole time going on and on about
his deadbeat son.
His loser son. I go, wait, is he making money? I know. He plays video games all night. If you're making money playing video games, you probably work the day shift. I was like, it doesn't even make sense, but I love it.
I mean, this guy's got it.
Working at night? What you do, playing video games, shooting people, man? Join the army if you want to shoot people. He's just like, yeah, dude.
This guy's great. It's American. This is American.
He was a patriot.
A true patriot, yeah.
He was from Garden Grove.
Okay.
He mentioned that about 900 times.
I like that.
That's Orange County, man, but it's real Orange County. And then he would do this menacing eye thing. He'd turn around and look at me when he said
the
it.
Real Orange County.
County.
This sounds like a guy I may or may not have dated.
Yeah, well,
yeah.
He definitely would, you know, dip his toe in the waters if possible. He was 100% straight. Unlike my son! So.
That's so funny because Freddie Soto, his father used to say, I thought my son was gay. Constantly.
Yeah.
At their wedding.
Yeah.
In the speech.
It's a very, very large.
He goes, hey, you see his sneakers? Gay.
Anxiety. That's,
what?
That's what like Hispanic
he wore red
boomers.
Socks. Gay.
Hispanic boomers. That's their number one anxiety. Their son could be married for 30 years, and they're still like, you never know. You know what I saw him eating? Funyuns.
Funyuns. Mr. Salt.
He's probably putting them on dicks and stuff. What? Funyuns? Who's putting Funyuns on dicks? My son. All right, calm down, man. Just drive me to the gig. Eleanor, where can they see you? This is coming out February of 2026.
I don't even know when it's coming out, but still check out my special.
Check out Eleanor's special.
No Country for Old Women.
That's so fantastic as a title. It is. You should have.
It's doing good, though.
You should have murdered somebody.
I wanted
like that
to.
That movie.
Thinking
at least
about
use
it.
The cattle thing.
I love that.
Yeah
that silencer.
Brain someone in
Killer.
The fucking front row.
Fuck yeah.
You didn't know the title when you filmed it. Otherwise, you would have murdered someone in the front row with the...
I mean, I murdered.
Yeah.
But not someone.
Not
a whole audience.
Not blood and guts.
Murdered. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, check it out. It's on YouTube. Or...
It's still on the YouTubes on Comedy Central. I mean, on the Comedy Store YouTube.
It's the Comedy Channel.
See?
Yeah.
Ricky Gatzet.
So check that out. It's good. And... yeah, you got tour dates and stuff on your website.
Yeah, on my website, eleanorjkerrigan.com. And then what about you?
Check out my website. I don't honestly have one, but if someone makes one, check it out. That'd be cool if someone made one. I just did Greg's podcast, and he was like, you don't even have a website. This guy's not trying at all. And I'm like, I'm going to have a website put on there. No dates available.
You know what's so funny? He broke my balls about if you Google my name, it doesn't come up first. And I'm like, who do I pay to get that wizardry?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
And now it does come up first because Greg made such a big stink about it. I fixed
it.
Well,
he was like, you got to promote your dates, put up your
I
content.
I hired somebody
and I
to
go,
fix
dude,
it.
Easy fix. No dates, no content. Problem solved.
Easy peasy.
I exist in the real world. You hear me? And if you're watching this on the internet, I hate it. And I hate your guts.
Jesus, Harris,
anyway,
calm
sorry.
Down. All right.
Jim Varney was the greatest comedian of all time.
And you guys can Google that on your internet.
What's your website? What's your URL that you want people to buy?
Oh, yeah, to create your website.
Well, actually, I don't. All of them. Get all of them.
That's exactly what he did.
OnlyFans. I got that
Rick
one.
Rick Only.
Hotmails. It's a little different.
Hotmail is the same as your
I think
email
that's
address.
Whitney, that's an old Whitney Cummings
like
joke
it.
That she got from someone else.
What?
Hotmails. My email address is at Hotmail, but M-A-L-E. I can't remember who it was. It was some female comic like that was around in the Tommy era.
Oh, okay.
I might just be blaming Whitney for a joke that's not hers, and I don't take it back. Controversy! All right, so clip that one.
Clip it.
And then come to the Comedy Store and check out a show. I'll be here. I'm the shitty one with the bad attitude.
But funny.
Yeah, you're going to get that. Laughs, big fucking deal. Check us out next time, right here on WKRP in Cincinnati. Back to you, Argus.